And I'm delighted the Lib Dem MP for Thornbury and Yate, Steve Webb, has found a bit of time for us this week. Really good to chat with you, Steve.
Hello there, Jeff.
Are you well?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent. Now then, something close to my heart, the beautiful game of football. I understand you're an armchair Baggies fan, West Bromwich Albion, is that right?
That's right, that's where I come from originally. I suppose you could say it saves me having to choose between City and Rovers, but no, my brother's an avid fan, been a season ticket holder for 30-odd years. I see the odd game, but usually it's match of the day on a Saturday, so I spend Saturdays trying not to hear the results and then watching it as live and seeing another dismal performance usually.
No, they're doing okay. I mean, what's your best moment then as a Baggies fan, as a West Brom fan?
Funnily enough, it was at Wembley, and it was a playoff final. And I think it was the first time I'd been to Wembley, and we got, I forget which division we were trying to get into, 2 or 1 or something at that time. And we won quite clearly, and that was probably one of the high points, I think.
Favourite players over the years?
Well, it has to be Jeff Assel. But I was also there when they had, they used to talk about the 3 degrees at the Albion, about Cyril Regis, Laurie Cunningham and Brendan Batson, and I was there when Cyril Regis made his debut, so you're taking me back to my childhood now.
He was quite a player, wasn't he, Cyril Regis?
He was, and you know, I remember, I think we beat Man United 5-3 in one game, and we just played this kind of glorious, flowing, attacking football, and you thought, wow, you know, we haven't seen much of it lately, but...
Yeah, no, and I know Brendan Batson very well, because in a former life of mine as a footballer, I was on the PFA Management Committee. And Brendan was a bit of a high flyer at the time with the Players' Union.
Well, indeed, and the Albion played at Bristol City a few years ago when we were in the same division, and I took my kids for the first time, so it was the first match they'd ever seen. Naturally, the Albion lost, so it got them used to how it is.
Ye of little faith. A quiz question. Do you know which football ground in terms of altitude is the highest in the Football League?
Well, they say it's the Hawthorns. I don't know if that's true or not.
It is true.
Yeah.
551 feet above sea level, apparently.
Well, that's why I suppose the air's thin, so we play this, you know, continental style football.
Yeah. Now then, Birmingham, the Midlands, the Black Country is where you're from. What brought you to the West Country? What brought you to South Gloucestershire and the Bristol area?
Well, my wife, funnily enough, and her work. So I grew up in Brum, studied at university, went and worked in London, where I met Helen, my wife, and then. She's an ordained minister in the Church of England, and so she served as a curate in South London where we were living. And then after that, she wanted to do hospital chaplaincy because she'd worked in the NHS as a nurse and the mental health nurse. And so she was looking at different jobs, and one came up at Southmead. So she went for it, she got it. So we moved from South London to South Gloucestershire, and then I commuted back to London for a while, which was a great joy, I have to say, going on the train every day. But that's how we came here 20-odd years ago, and we've been happily settled ever since.
What made you pick South Gloucestershire? I mean, Bristol, North Somerset, Baines, there's so much lovely territory around Bristol. What made you pick South Gloss?
Well, the honest answer is being close to Bristol Parkway. So because I was literally going back to London every day, not having a long, hassled journey, and, you know, being handy for Southmead as well from where we were living. And so we live near Thornbury now, live there about 20 years. That's where the kids have grown up. And we love it, really. It's a great part of the world to live in.
Back to my chat with Steve Webb, the Lib Dem MP for Thornbury and Yate, also the Minister of State for Pensions. It's the latest in our series, 21 Talks Politics, where I chat with all 11 of our local MPs. Why politics? Because I was reading somewhere you actually dropped politics when you were at college after a year because, quote, you were not very good at it.
That's right. So when I went to university, I started off doing politics, philosophy and economics. And the politics I did was looking at Russia and France and America and their 20th century history, which is fascinating. But actually, I hadn't done history since I was 14 and I didn't do particularly well. So I thought, right, I'll stick to what I'm good at. So I mainly did economics. And I kind of have an academic research background, and I work for a think tank in London that's called the Institute for Fiscal Studies. And, you know, I enjoyed all of that. Doing analysis and commenting and so on, but actually I got a bit tired of being not exactly on the fence, but, you know, on the one hand, on the other, here's the analysis, you decide. And I thought, oh no, actually I care about these things. I care, you know, it was looking at things like poverty and inequality, and I thought, no, actually I care about these things, I want to do something about these things, I want to change things. So I didn't want to be sort of an academic commenting, I wanted to be in, you know, changing things.
So why the Lib Dems? Why did you gravitate towards the yellow party?
It partly I knew I wasn't a Tory. You know, I knew that the things I cared about, the values I had, you know, my concern for the people at the bottom of the pile, it was pretty clear to me what I wasn't. And my formative years were under Mrs. Thatcher in the 80s, and, you know, people at the top were doing very well, but Britain was becoming more divided. So I, in a sense, I knew what I was reacting against. In terms of the positives, I suppose, actually, I'd met quite a few Lib Dems just in the course of my work, and they generally, you know, in those days, you didn't join the Lib Dems because it was a fast track to power. You know, you joined because you believed in it. You know, these were people who joined a party that wasn't going to make them Prime Minister one day, probably, but they joined it anyway because that's what they believed in. And I often think with politics, it's as much people. You know, if you talk to people who've joined our local party, many of them, it's because someone asked them, someone they know. You know, it's not some great ideological statement. It's just a kind of, you know, set of people and values you're comfortable with.
Yeah, did you envisage becoming the local MP back in the day when you just started to gravitate? I mean, you're working at the University of Bath, weren't you?
Yeah, the sequence was that, so I was working for the Institute for Fiscal Studies, who were sort of fiercely not party political, and I got interested in politics, and I looked to get selected as a candidate, and once I was selected as a candidate, I couldn't go and work for the IFS because I was, you know, aligned with a party, so that's how I then came to work at Bath University, which was a perfect job, really, because I could pursue my research and so on, but also have a political career as well.
Yeah, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're thrust into the general election, standing against John Cope. I mean, I lived in Yate at the time.
Oh, right.
I mean, he was a nailed-on Conservative, sure, safe seat, wasn't he, John Cope at the time?
It was. I mean, the previous election, the Conservatives won by over 11,000 votes, and I don't think, you know, I still remember Bob Constantine, I'm not sure I'm allowed to mention the
No, HTV, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob's great.
And Bob said to us at the time, well, yeah, I'm not interested in covering North Avon, as it then was, because you haven't got a chance. And that wound my agent up big time, and he really got going, and I always thank Bob, for, you know. And yeah, nobody thought we'd win. I mean, I often say, you know, I'm the MP for the Badminton Horse Trials, the Beaufort Hunt, Chipping Sodbury, you know, it's not obvious Lib Dem territory. So when we won it in one go, you know, I was as amazed as anybody, really.
Do you remember that moment when they announced you as the winner?
I do. I mean, what happens is they don't like the candidates there right at the start of the count because candidates just get in the way, basically. So we got people at the count, and then somebody rang me up and said, you better get over here, it looks like you might have won. I thought, what, you know? And so I went.
You really thought that?
Yeah,
yeah, disbelief.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, yeah, you know, we knew it was going well. You know, you talk to people, and, you know, you talk to enough people to sense that there were a lot of people saying they wanted a change, and that's great. But it was such a big ask that, you know, I hadn't spent time. You know, when I got my job at Bath University, I said, look, I'm standing in the next election, but you don't need to worry, you know, I'll be back. So on the night, I went over to the count at Yate Leisure Centre, and I just chatted to all our people who were watching the numbers be counted, and each one of them said, yeah, we're ahead on this box, we're ahead on that box, and I thought, wow, you know.
At what point did you start preparing a speech? Because it sounds like you didn't have one in the back pocket.
I didn't, no. I've spent my life making up speeches on the cuff, really. And what was funny is we were one of the earliest results to be declared, so we were, you know, an early shock, and I think I had the Today programme on at about 1 a.m, saying, you know, will you come on in the morning? By 3 o'clock, they'd cancelled me because Michael Portillo or somebody had lost, and that was my first bitter experience of being dumped by the Today programme at short notice.
Yeah, OK. Let's put the politics away for a moment. You got two children. Tell me about your kids.
Yes, two teenagers, one of each. So they've both been through, you know, we live in the village of Ulverston near Thornbury, so they've been to the very good village school here and then on to Marwood Secondary School. And my daughter's hoping to do drama at university. My son's very keen on history and so on. And, you know, they've got very involved, you know, in scouts and things like that locally. And you know, it's nice to live in a village that's kind of big enough to have, you know, a shop and a post office and a pub and things like that, and yet still feels small enough to feel kind of, you know, people.
Yeah, you better give them a name check.
Oh, so my daughter's Charlotte and everyone calls her Chaz, and my son's Dominic and everyone calls him Dom, and he's now over 6 foot tall and sort of pats me on the head and calls me Titch.
What kind of dad are you?
Oh, gosh. I hope they don't hear this. I mean, one of the frustrations is I'm away quite a lot of the time, and in a way, that's all they've ever been used to. I mean, you know, they're older teenagers now, and I've been an MP for 17 years, so we've kind of got used to it. But there's been times, you know, there's been parents' evenings and performances that I'd have loved to have been to, and, you know, but when I am around, you know, we've got a lovely Labrador who kind of brings the family together, and we'll sometimes go and walk the dog and, you know, have a chat then. So I try and be around.
Yeah, no, for sure. You mentioned the local pub. Do you literally go down to the local and have a pint, and do people come up to you and talk politics? Is that what happens?
I'm not a great pub goer, if I'm absolutely honest, but certainly when you're out and about, you know, you walk down to the village shop, pick up the papers or something, people do collar you, or, you know, we're involved in our local church, and it's not, it wouldn't be unheard of for someone at the end of the service to come up and say, "Now, Mr. Webb, about this planning application," you think, "Oh no, it's Sunday," you know.
So do you go to church most Sundays?
Yeah, so as I mentioned,